Rain gear? Can't live without it. It keeps you dry, makes those soggy chores much more manageable. Blaine's Farm and Fleet's got you covered from head to toe, literally, with great prices on rain pants, jackets, boots, and more. Shop in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.
Congressman Tom Tiffany introduced the Grain for America Act. This legislation would place a one-year moratorium on the enrollment of farmland in the Conservation Reserve Program, which pays for farmers to leave land uncultivated. I'm Charity Seebecker with the Midwest Farm Report. Congressman Tom Tiffany shares more on what the Grain for America Act is and how it will impact Wisconsin farmers.
Yeah, so the Grain Act puts a one-year moratorium on entrance into the Conservation Reserve Program for productive agricultural land. And the reason for it is that we are starting to see crop shortages around the world. We're seeing food shortages. And there's really some warning bells being put out there that this could get worse over the next couple of years, shortages of fertilizer, those type of things. So I think it's really important. Our number one policy goal is to make sure that we have a good food supply.
What decision led to creating the act?
So we're starting to see these food shortages around the world. We're seeing fertilizer shortages. I mean, we're seeing instances like in Sri Lanka, in the Netherlands, which have their farmers are very productive, where some governments are reducing the amount of crop production. And we should not go that way in America. So President Biden put something out that allows farmers to opt out of their last year of the CRP. This builds on that and puts a moratorium in place for a year, putting land into the into the CRP program so that we're making sure that we're producing enough food for people, not just here in America, but around the world.
So obviously that's going to have a big impact. Do you mind talking about what is the impact that the act will have for Wisconsin farmers?
Yeah, so first of all, it does not prevent people from re-enrolling their land into Conservation Reserve. If you're in the CRP program, you can still do that. And it does not have an impact on the current enrollees. But really what it does is it builds on the Biden administration allowing people to be able to opt out of CRP in the final year of their program. And this makes sure that we should just take a timeout for a year on enrollees into the CRP program for prime agricultural land. And let's make sure that we're producing enough food here in America as we're seeing these food shortages around the world.
What kind of response are you expecting to receive from Wisconsin farmers or even farmers from other states?
Yeah, you know, I think initially there'll be a mixed response. Some people that I talk to about it, they understand that, boy, we've got to make sure that we're growing enough food. Others that, you know, really like the Conservation Reserve Program think it should be expanded to pull productive land out of agricultural use. You know, there'll be some people that are going to disagree with that. But I think as people continue to see the potential for food shortages, as time goes on here, I think there's going to be a greater and greater level of support to make sure that we're keeping our productive agricultural land in production. I mean, think about it. I also had that bill a few months ago that said that you do not get the subs. There should not be subsidies for building these wind and solar facilities on productive agricultural land. And this builds on that to make sure that we're growing enough food for America and for exporting around the world.
So what is your ultimate goal with this act? What does it mean to you? Where was that interest in there for you to really create and have this ultimate goal?
Yeah, so I think one of the most important things we do as public policymakers is to make sure that we're growing enough food. I mean, when you think about the human condition, what is the most important thing that we do is we grow food to be able to feed ourselves. I mean, that is the highest and most important thing that we do. And I think we need to get back to those basics in America that we're making sure that we are growing enough food as we see these food shortages that may be looming around the world for a variety of reasons. What's going on in the Ukraine, what's going on with some countries shutting down the use of fertilizer like they're talking about doing in Europe. And I think it's just so important. It is the most important public policy goal we should have is to make sure that we're growing sufficient food, and taking prime agricultural land out of production, I don't think is in the best interests of Americans at this point.
Congressman Tom Tiffany and his newly introduced Grain for America Act. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
Are you interested in beekeeping but still aren't sure if it's worth it? Well, Blaine's Farm and Fleet makes it easy to reap the sweet reward of homespun honey with beekeeping starter kits, accessories, and some friendly advice. Learn more, farmandfleet.com/beekeeping.